Amen. Amen. We praise God for all the prayer. Thank you, Zaniah. We honor God for your, for you. We honor God for you. Give me just a moment. Just a moment. Yes, this is awesome. Awesome. So welcome in, everybody. We are in Revive University. We are thrilled to have you all here with us. Come on, put it in the chat. How do you feel on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being not so good right this moment and 5 being I feel great? If you could put in the chat how you feel, we would absolutely love that. Again, thank you all for coming in. We welcome you to our virtual space for Revive You. Again, thank you, Zaniah, for that amazing, amazing prayer tonight. We thank God for you. Yes, thank you, Sister Stacy. Thank you all. Thank you, Sister Anisha, Jalea, Sister Yolanda, Sister Charmaine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you all so much. Thank you all so much. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I see you, Miana. Thank you so much, Sister Heather, Dr. Wilson, Sister Landy. Thank you, Pastor Alexis. We honor God for Pastor Alexis today. Riley and Orion, we honor God for them. Thank God for them. We thank God for them, all of our leaders, all of you that are on with us. Brother Lorenzo, I see you, man. Thank you. He said, I'm back. Glory to God. We honor God for each of you that are on. Is that everyone? That doesn't look like 19 responses. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Y'all be praying for me, child, because I love virtual, but man, I be wanting to be inside so I can see y'all smiling faces and love on y'all. So we gonna see what the Lord say. Glory to God. Sister Bill say, yo, I'm a 5. What up, homie? Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. We thank God that you all are in great spirits. That is amazing. I'm in great spirits. And we are going to have an amazing time tonight. Y'all know me. We're going to try to be out of here by 8 o'clock if the Lord says the same. Before we get started, before we dive in, we do welcome our visitors. We welcome all of you that are joining in from different areas. We thank God for all of you for coming into our Revive community. I'm Pastor Zach, and I have the pleasure of pastoring this amazing church with Pastor Alexis, my beautiful wife. So this is what we are going to do. Y'all, the Red Flag series has been awesome. Y'all know we're still continuing in that same vein of red flags. And we have had the pleasure and the privilege of touching on different topics as we venture through this red flag series. And for the past few Wednesdays and Sundays, we have been really honing in on relationships. And the red flags that we find in these relationships. Because at the end of the day, as I have said on many accounts, we don't want to be ignorant of the enemy's devices, and we want to always make sure that we are aware of what's going on in the seasons that we are in, not only around the world, but even as it relates to the people that we are in relations with, whether it be friends, whether it be family, whether it be co-workers. We found out we can have relations with food and everything else. So whatever it is that we have relations with, we want to ensure that these relationships are pure for where it is that we are going. And for the Holy Spirit led us to really hound in on relationships. I believe that each of us should take time to evaluate who's around us. What am I connected to, or who am I connected to? And why am I connected to them? What is the purpose of this particular relationship? Am I benefiting from it, or am I being hindered by this relationship? So I want all of us to begin to evaluate as we're continuing through to see, hey, Lord, is this relationship one that you have ordained, or is this just something that I want? Okay. So before we get started, before we go any further in tonight's lesson, I want to hear what you have to say. Y'all know how we are with Revive You. We open up the floor, especially virtual now. I love that virtual is that we really just get on here and just get to talking and just piggybacking off of one another. So I want someone to open up the floor with what you have learned so far or what you're gaining out of the lesson, if the Holy Spirit's been dealing with you concerning something with relationships, and we'll just piggyback and go from there. No matter how long it takes, we can do this all night if we need to. But I do want one person to get us started with just what the Red Flag series has done for you, how you've been blessed, and so forth and so on. So the floor is open to whomever would like to go first. Sister Stacy says, this is making me more aware of who and what I allow to even be within my proximity. That's good. That's good, Sister Stacy. Thank you for sharing that. Someone else. Or I'm going to start scrolling down the name, the roster. Amen. Sister Mia, go and get ready. If nobody else don't go, you got to go, Sister Mia. Amen. Oh, goodness. I love cutting up with Sister Mia. Sister Yolanda says, I'm learning that there are different types of relationships. You're exactly right. You're exactly right, Sister Yolanda. Exactly right. Exactly right. Someone, come on, say something over the microphone. Say something over the microphone.
Seriously, and I've seen it is absolutely marvelous. But Rudy is very
talented. Hey, go ahead, Sister Lisa.
Well, I'm learning to remain. Okay. What I mean by that is, even if I bring somebody in my personal circle that don't mean me any good, and they do something like hurt me some type of way or whatever, but instead of me reacting and getting angry, I'm trying to learn to remain in Christ as if Jesus was standing beside me. And if I stay obedient, then he'll fight that battle. He'll cover me. But then he will also give me the discernment not to bring that type of spirit back into my personal circle. So I'm just trying to learn how to remain in Christ no matter what comes my way.
You hit on something there, Sister Lisa. Sister Lisa says, that's right, Sister Stacy. That's maturity there. Sister Lisa said that she's learning how not to invite certain, I'm going to say, spirits back into my circle. I'm learning how to remain, and I'm learning how not to open the door to other spirits to come into my circle. I'm using discernment to know who is supposed to be connected to me in this season and who's not supposed to be. That is so good, Sister Lisa. Somebody piggyback off that. And if, after you raise your hand, if you know how to lower your hand, if you would lower your hand so we'll be able to keep up with whose hands are raised throughout the entirety of our revive you tonight. That's good, Sister Heather, ain't it? Yeah, someone else, come on. I'm not rushing past this moment. All right. Let's see. Pastor Alexis, what you got for us? Are you able to say anything, sweetie?
Yeah, I was just actually about to raise my hand. but just to piggyback off of what Sister Lisa was saying, a lot of times God allows the devil to, being that we're talking about relationships, God allows the enemy to come and really have people press our buttons to see, you know, okay, are you really being taught? Are you really getting something out of what you're being taught? So tests are going to come, you know, all the time. Tests are going to come. Tests are going to be there. But what will be your response? Will you respond according to the teaching that you've been taught? Are you maintaining it? And so when those tests comes, like Sister Lisa said, I want to have the right response. I don't want to allow the enemy to get the victory. So I definitely believe that in this season, God is testing our response, because like I say, he's going to allow the test to come. Yes. Especially now that we are really honed in on these relationships. So again, let's be aware. Let's make sure we're taking this these teachings and everything seriously, and making sure we're getting everything that we need to get out of them.
Awesome. Awesome. Sister Andrell says, I have been learning the different types of relationships and how to handle the difference. Also, the steps in how relationships are formed. Wow. Am I really going through the steps or trying to get straight? Oh, this is good. Am I really going through the steps or trying to get straight to the intimacy of the relationship? Oh, my God. And produce results prematurely. Whoa. Whoa. Somebody talk about premature birthing, premature results, trying to skip past the entire process to produce results prematurely. Wow. Somebody piggyback off that. That is so good. So good. I ain't gonna talk that much tonight. I don't want y'all to talk. That is so good. So good. That's it. Sister Landy says, I'm learning not to be so quick to give the devil credit. Uh-oh. And some decisions that we choose, that we chose to make, because we have a choice to make. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Let me see if I can come over this microphone. Let's see. Amen. Amen. Let's see here. Sister Yolanda, you want to expound a little bit more on what your experience has been like in this particular series? Any revelation that God has revealed to you?
Okay. Y'all can hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Mine's been so much of knowing how to handle situations or relationships when I want to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
Because I was the type of person that my way or no way. And now I'm learning in relationship, it has to be a partnership, not just only relationship, but a partnership. Is that that person got to have his side, you got to have your side, and there has to be the truth that both of y'all agree with.
That's good, Sister Yolanda. It's a partnership. Okay, let's see what else we say in the chat. Brother Lorenzo says, I'm learning my part in relationships and ways I can react in different situations because it's not always the other person. Wow. Sister Michaela says, Andrell, that's good, because anything born or comes prematurely can be hard to keep healthy. Y'all preaching in this chat. Y'all are preaching in this chat. Who else got something? This is good. This is good. This is good. This is good. Sister Stacy, go ahead. I was going to call on somebody else. All right. Sister Stacy, go ahead and then 936-394-346-0154. Keep your hand raised. And we will go to you next. But Sister Stacy, you have the floor.
I'll say what was an eye-opener for me last week. Well, I won't say eye-opener, but it was confirmation. When you were talking about relationships, you mentioned in reference to who's pulling who. And whenever one is going high and one is not, then you find yourself being unequally yoked.
Yeah.
And that came to me, I guess, about probably not even a week ago, about being unequally yoked, because we wonder why, where those where that tension and that pull comes from a lot of times. And it's because one is really sucking life out of you. One is thriving, and then you got the other one that's still either trying to figure it out or just feel like, what else can that person take from me? So that's why we have to make sure that when we connect with, you know, now I'm just talking about on a marriage level, you know, you might have been equally yoked in the beginning, and then sometimes whenever you get married, you know, you got one that kind of venture off and content, and I'm just keeping it 100, you know, sometimes we'll start off and we both clubbing, we both doing, we equally yoked in sin, but then one might just say, hey, I'm fixing to get my life together and this is that and other, and now you're unequally yoked because one is trying to go this way and one's trying to go that way. So that's why we have to really, I'm just glad it's just bringing more awareness.
Yes.
Because even though people may come into your space, you got to be able to have a clear vision. Your ears got to be in tune with the Spirit of God so that you know the purpose of why certain people are in your life, because everybody's not in your life for the long haul. Some people just only there for a week or 2 weeks. So you have to be able to distinguish, okay, Lord, why is this person in my life? Why did they come into my life? Because it could be just to help you in finding a job. It could be just to help you with school or something else that might be going on in your life. And we have to be able to know, okay, this is not nobody for me to be tied down with. But this is a person that's going to help me get to my next in a different area of my life, but not somebody for me to be committed to.
So that
really stuck out to me about that, because you can start off one way, everybody's doing the same thing, but now you may have somebody that's saying, hey, you know, I want to get saved now, I want to do this and this. So now you're on a different path. So now you're unequally yoked. So now you got to try to think back, okay, is this really what God wanted for me?
Because he
may not have ever designed for you to get connected with that person. He may not have wanted you to take a vow with that person. You know, because those vows is something serious.
Come on, Sister Stacy, keep teaching. Just keep on going.
I think that's about it. But yeah, those vows are something serious. This is something that you do before God. And so, you know, you got to make sure that you have that peace of mind, and saying, okay, I know this is who God is telling me I'm supposed to be with, even with friendships. We have to know them timings and those seasons.
Yes.
To know, okay, this is something that's supposed to be with me for the long haul, because they know me, I know them, I know how I can pull my husband up, I know how I can pull my wife up, I know how we can go up together. But if that's not the case, then that means that might not be the person that God had for you, because somebody is in this for the selfish reason. And once they get what they get out of you, hey, people will keep pulling from you. People will keep sucking. Hey, as long as you giving it and giving it and giving it, they'll stay right there, and you'll see them climbing the ladder, and then you sit down here looking like, okay, when it's gonna be my turn?
Come on!
Because God didn't tell you to be with that.
Uh-oh. Oh,
I'm gone.
Wow. Okay, I have a lot that I want to say, but y'all know me. I don't have anything to prove. I would rather hear what you have to say. And so I'm going to scroll back up here. Sister Charmaine pointed out to a point. I mean, I'm sorry. Sister Lainey pointed out to a point that you made, Sister Stacy, and said, that's those snakes. Brother, let's see. Sister Aaliyah said, I've been learning how to cut those snakes off that are trying to camouflage themselves or the situations that's going around. Journey says, that's good. I'm learning how to know, or rather when to know to respond, because everything doesn't require a response. Some things are just for you to see, pray about, and keep pushing. And then Sister Charmaine came back and said, every situation doesn't, this is good stuff. Every situation doesn't need a reaction. When something negative comes my way, now I've learned to lift my hands and say, Lord, I thank you. Simple just confuses the enemy. Simply just confuse the enemy. Wow. This is good. This is good. Sister Michaela says, I'm not sure if this has been said, but I think even in relationships, it's important to realize when you are supposed to be the helper or the one that's supposed to be doing the delivering. Sometimes we connect with people and start taking, oh my God. Okay, we're gonna sit right here and talk about this for a minute. But she says, sometimes we connect with people and start taking on their characteristics when it was supposed to be the other way around. Okay, Zaniah, answer this question for me. Why do we sometimes get in, not relationships, but I guess situationships, where we're supposed to be the helper or the one that's breaking forth deliverance, but instead I have found myself taking on that individual's nature rather than that individual taking on my nature? Zaniah, express to us why that is.
Sometimes we can be people pleasers. Ooh. And like desire to be pleasing to the other person. So we just do whatever to do so.
Yeah. So Zaniah, do we just forsake the assignment? Is it that easy to just drop the assignment? Because after getting in the relationship, I don't want to just overly expose who I am or the God that I serve. So instead, I'd rather blend in and just people please.
Sometimes it's the fear of judgment. Mm-hmm. Like it's better to look like, you know, sometimes we think it's better to look like who around us because we get tired of being judged for standing out.
Ooh, that's good. Aaliyah, tell me, I hear you. Aaliyah, tell me some of the pros and some of the cons of being the one that always stands out from amongst everyone else.
Can you say that question again?
Yeah, tell me some of the pros and some of the cons of being the one that is always standing out. Like Zaniah said, that sometimes I get tired of standing out, so I'd rather blend in to be like everybody else.
Right, just like I was talking about camouflaging, fitting in with a certain group or a particular family environment. Most of the time, like people that try to fit in with people are scared of what somebody else is gonna say about them. Tying in with what Zaniah said, trying to please other people around you so they can say you the good person. People gonna judge you whether you're doing good or bad.
Yes. Yes. Now that's the truth. That's the truth. So because of that, I'm willing to just drop the assignment almost.
Because they're complacent where they at. They feel good. They don't like being pressed down like some oil. They don't like being pressed down, shaking together, running over. They don't like stuff like that because it make them feel uncomfortable.
Wow. Wow. So instead of doing what God tells me to do in this relationship where I'm supposed to be a stronger person, instead of that person being behind me and I be their shield, now I've got behind that person and now they're my shield. Their shield is fragile. Their shield can't take much. So because I want to blend in or I want to hide because I'm tired of standing out all the time. Being the light sometimes can be hard work.
It can.
Because sometimes you be wanting to go over there to the store, to that place, or go over here to this place, and go and hang out with them and do this or do that. But then I see a comment from Sister Michaela that says, "Don't
all right, Nikki.
Don't get weary in well-doing. This is good. All right, I see 936-394-346-015 hands raised. Go ahead and talk to us. Was that an accident or okay?
Do you mean me, Pastor Zach?
Yes,
that's me.
Yes, you. Yes, ma'am, Elder Gail. Okay, now we know who it is.
I'm on my iPad because my phone was about dead, and then now my iPad about dead. So,
okay.
But anyway, but I had my hand up, but everybody been saying just what my thoughts are is we are learning how to be confident in who we are, so we don't have to always be in proximity of our comfort. So that means that I'm confident enough to go to the crowd that does not do what I do.
Ooh.
Or don't look like who I am, and I can still stand up and be who I'm called to be, so that they see a light in me instead of me gleaming from their light.
Oh my God.
So to me, for me,
yes,
this series is just helping me to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. That because we as churchgoers and church people think we always are supposed to be at church.
Mm-hmm.
When really church people are learning at the church, but there are some who are not coming to church.
Come on.
Who is not learning anything.
Come on.
So we need to find ourselves where those people are who are not learning anything or have not been churched.
Mm-hmm.
And be church.
That's right.
For them.
That's right.
So in this series, it's just an eye opener that we really need to be confident in who we are.
Yeah.
And when we find ourselves in a crowd that we're not familiar with or we're not comfortable with, we can still be the light.
That's so good. That's good, Elder Gail. Elder Gail said something that really spoke to me. She said, being in the proximity of our comfort.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good. Like, there are some of us who have gotten so comfortable with where we are, and you're saying, God, I will go, but as long as it's not outside this circle.
Right.
I'll establish a relationship, but as long as it's not outside of this space, as long as it's not outside of what I'm familiar with. I'll establish, going back to what we talked about on Sunday, I'll establish 50 short-term relationships or 10 circumstantial relationships or 5 transactionals, but don't you put me in a long-term, because I would rather be in proximity to what I'm comfortable with. This is good stuff. We're all teaching today. I'm going to get to you, Sister Stacy. Sister Anisha says, and sometimes it just makes you mad when you have, oh my God, okay? And sometimes it just makes you mad when you have to be shield and or pull others up when you look at them like they're the ones who should have been shielding or pulling you because of the relationship. For example, you trying to be a light for your parents, it can make you feel some type of way because it's the parents that's supposed to be leading their children or even a husband and wife relationship. That's a good point, Sister Anisha. I'm turning it over to you, Sister Stacy. That was good, Sister Anisha.
Hey, I was just going to, when Sister Zanaya and Sister Aaliyah was talking, I had a life experience that kind of piggybacks off of what she was saying.
Mm-hmm.
This is why it's so important that we do have to understand our assignment.
Yeah.
Like, we have to know, because some years back, I got connected with this family.
Yes.
And being connected with this family, I ended up taking in a newborn baby and raising this baby until he was 3 years old. But because of trying to fit in,
yeah,
and things of that nature, I got connected with the mother's brother.
Yep.
When that was never designed for me to be in connected with this person. And because of being connected to this particular person, my focus, which I still did what I believe that God wanted me to do for the baby, but it caused a lot of harm and it put me in danger because I ended up getting hit on. I ended up having to get experiencing physical abuse, verbal abuse, like all these different things. That's why we have to make sure it was only designed for me to care and to love this baby and to be there for he and his mother.
Yes.
But it was never designed for me to have a relationship with somebody else. So here I am that added more people into my circle.
Jesus.
When it was never designed for that person to be in my circle. So now I'm having to really pray, God, if you get me out of this thing, I promise you I won't go back.
Yes.
And that's what it was. God had to have a space for me to get out of that situation because it was getting into talking about toxicity.
Woo!
That's what was happening. And yep. I couldn't figure out, okay, I'm going to church, I'm doing all these different things, but why can't I let this go? Like, why have I let myself get so deep into this when I shouldn't have even let that come into my space in the first place? It should have been a simple, hey, bye. This is my assignment. Understanding your assignment.
Come on. That's it. And you know, Sister Stacy, that's actually what I was about to bring up. And then I'll get to Brother Brandon's point. And then we're going to talk about Sister Michaela's question. Let's talk about confusing assignments with relationship. Assignment versus relationship. There are certain instances where God will place a person in our lives as an assignment. But as Sister Stacy said, we become so caught up in the fact that I'm actually in proximity to this person, and I begin to contaminate God's will with what it is that I desire to do. So now, as Sister Stacy said, I have willingly invited someone into my home that was only supposed to be, or that was only supposed to be on my front porch. Now you all back in my bathroom, you all back in my bedroom, you all in my kitchen, you all in my living room. But this particular relationship was only meant to be on the front porch. You were never meant to come inside. Uh-oh, because here it is right here. Because it's a lot of people that can't handle the inside of your home. It's a lot of people that can't handle Zacchaeus. So you will always know Pastor Zach. Come on, you will always know spiritual father, but you will never probably be able to experience the fullness of Zacchaeus. Because some of y'all I can't let in my bathroom. Some of y'all I can't let in my bedroom. So why is it that we confuse assignments? I know, I have an idea, but I want to hear from you. Why is it that we confuse, I'll use it like this. Why do we confuse porch relationships, outside relationships, with those relationships that are intended to be on the inside of the home, those living room relationships, those bedroom relationships? Why do we always confuse? Why do we intend to confuse the two? Somebody answer that for me. All right, Sister Lisa, expound on that. You say they feel good. So are you saying the person that is actually supposed to be focused on helping the person, they feel good? Okay.
Well, sometimes what the enemy does is he'll send a counterfeit.
All right.
And he'll make that counterfeit everything you've been praying for.
Okay.
Because sometimes we're not where we should be. We don't have... We haven't been, as you can say, we haven't been praying like we should have been praying. So we didn't catch like Pastor Lexa said, we didn't see that snake. You know how she said sometimes that snake will camouflage itself in, and we didn't catch it in time. Mm-hmm. And so now here we are pulling on to something that feels good to our flesh, but our spirit is fighting against it. But we're not connected enough in the spirit to know the difference.
Oh.
All we know is we feeling good right now.
Yeah. That's good. Okay. I'm feeling good. Okay. Sister Radisha says, mommy and daddy issues. Rejection from these relationships will just have us to accept anything. And then Sister Sakima came and said, rejection and abandonment. Sister Sakima, are you in a place where you can expound on people opening up to just anybody? You're confusing your assignment with with another type of relationship because of rejection and abandonment. Can you expound on that, Sister Sakima?
Yes, sir. When you have a root of rejection, a root of abandonment, it calls you to accept anything because your main focus is just being wanted or just being accepted or not going through that same feeling of rejection and abandonment anymore. It's pretty much like you do anything just to be accepted or just to be taken in or just not to be blocked out again.
Yeah.
You build those walls up. So, okay, I won't be rejected again. I won't be abandoned again. So what I'll do anything for this not to happen again. And then you find yourself in a whole place that you don't even supposed to be in. But because of that root, that's the thing, we don't get to the root.
Yeah.
Because of that root pulls us in. And if we think about it, rejection and abandonment, that's the root, but it costs so much more. It has so many branches to it, like insecurities and feeling like you're not enough and feeling like you're not wanted and feeling like you're not that person or whatever. So you do whatever to be accepted because of that.
Oh my God. Whoa. Whoa. That was good, Sister Kima. Oh my gosh. Jalea, you had something? This is good. This is good. Zaniah says, sometimes it's to fuel our fantasies. We want what we, our flesh, imagine things could be instead of what God designed it to be. So I will turn my assignment into something that it's not supposed to be so that it can fit the image that I saw in my fantasy. And so now I'm operating outside of the will of God just to fulfill, just to satisfy the lust of the flesh. This is so good. Sister Corey said, help me, Lord. I'm so glad I got on the call. Yes. Sister Stacy says, doesn't this tie into the orphan spirit? Yes, it can, because when you deal with the orphan spirit, you always have a desire or you long to belong. You long to belong because you don't know what acceptance is, or you've maybe forgotten what that is because you've been rejected for so long. Rejection is a root of the orphan spirit. Yes. So I would say it can tie into that. Oh, man. Okay. And then Sister Andrea say, we get too personal. Ooh, don't talk about that. I love it. Dr. Wilson, I forgot to read Brother Brandon's request. What did he say? Brandon is saying we don't take the time to study out what the assignment actually is, so we miss it. That is so good. And I'm going to go back and read what Brother Brandon said at 7:30. He said, there's another reason people may not be aware of, where there are people who want to be in the front because they are manipulating to drain what they can from you. Then move back from the front once they have gotten what they can, that snake spirit. Their assignment is to be the snake and we don't recognize it. Yikes, 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 yikes. This is all so, so good. So good. Okay. That's a lot to process. Somebody else got something? Somebody want to piggyback? Why I confuse my assignment with something else? Go ahead, Dr. Wilson.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. One thing that was just kind of coming to mind, and when you said why we confused the assignment with something else, when Sister Shakima was talking, it kind of felt like sometimes we get caught up where we start off correct, and then something happens in that GPS because of something we've dealt with traumatically or something that has taken place for us in our past, so we get triggered. And then all of a sudden we halt in that moment. It's like getting caught at the roadblock where you see the little red part on the GPS saying you can't move past this. Yeah. And because you then can't move past, that's why I was listening when Janiyah was even saying, we start to formulate that fantasy at that point. Ooh. So now I'm not seeing the assignment clearly the way I was supposed to because I got halted, and because I don't want to deal with the rejection, I don't want to deal with the trauma, I don't want to deal with the trigger, I now have gone way off course and built this soul tie that was meant to be cut or make the assignment 40 days when it should have been 4 days. We get caught up because we're not perfect, we're still working out our soul salvation.
Yikes.
And so we don't recognize that flag that the Lord says, hold up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we get offended when he sends someone that can speak that word that says, hold on, let me help with the course correction.
Right.
I see what's going on. And then we start getting mad, offended, and then we just fall back.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that, Dr. Wilson. And that falls back on Sister Michaela's question that she asked earlier. She said, so how do you recognize those traps before they trap you? Somebody answer that. How do you recognize those traps before they trap you? Yes, go ahead, Dr. Wilson.
Sorry, Brandon and I are actually watching together. He wanted to.
Yes, go ahead.
Hey, I hope that I ain't saying this out of place that I say this.
Okay.
Not what you're looking at and what you're looking for. It's like the people you hang out with, the people who leech on you for a long time, and then you did not get out of that. How to change the ninth way of trying to break it out. It's like you get like what she said earlier. The people you get involved in that group, and then on top of that, the people in that group, it's like, okay, let's see what she's talking about. Let's leech on that.
Yeah,
and keep her around, and they leeching on her, on that group. Then if she got that group, and more other people involved in that group, and trying to leech on that, on her, and they move around in a circle and trying to figure out they could, like a snake in the grass, like Pastor Alessio was talking about.
Yes,
you got a snake in this one grass in the group, and he with this once a group of snakes. Mm-hmm. And that snake don't get kicked out of that group, he going to another group.
They get entangled.
They get entangled. They're trying to maneuver and trying to figure out what they can say. Oh, I got he ain't finna come back and say I got kicked out of that group. He gonna come in that group and gonna portion the whole group.
Mm. Wow. So Brother Brandon, you're saying as that snake, one of the assignments that is attributed to the snake is to come in and poison the group.
Yes, sir. Because I feel that they sit back and the snake is sitting there and he waiting and the cat.
Yes.
He sit that villain inside that the group of group, and then he got them. He hooked. Mm. He got them hooked.
That's good. The spirit of the snake. The spirit of the snake. Wow. Brother Brandon, you walking heavy tonight, man. Sister Stacy say triggers. Glory be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all, this is all so good. Yes, y'all. I changed my mind about virtual. I love virtual. Okay. Go ahead, Brother Rakim.
You can hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to say, first thing we got to do is accept the assignment and stop worrying about who gave me the assignment.
Okay.
The reason I say that because Pastor Zach said, the Lord said, this is what he said. I'm gonna take this assignment full on. I can identify what it is. But because Sister Joakima came and said it, mm-hmm. maybe all of a sudden I don't think the assignment really came from God.
Come on.
My thing is, when we get to the place we identify what the assignment is, and we just carry it out like it's supposed to be,
yes.
and do what we're supposed to do, I don't think it's the fact of saying getting it mixed up with other relationships.
Yeah.
It's just understanding. I think sometimes we see where or who it come from, mm-hmm. and we don't accept it fully.
Wow. Brother Rakim, this is good. This is good. You say you see, it's not necessarily sometimes where we get confused or are mixed up in certain things, but sometimes it's just a matter of who the instruction comes from. Or not only that, Brother Rakim, or sometimes it is who our assignment is.
Right. Amen.
Who our assignment is, because for some of us, we've been connected to, and I'm coming to you, Pastor Lexus, Nick. And sometimes it's because some of us have been connected to a certain amount of people for so long, or to a certain person for so long, where it's like, okay, God, out of everything I know about this person, how in the world do you want this person to now become my assignment when I know this, I know that, I know this, I know that about that person? So how in the world can this person become my assignment? Come on, Pastor Alexis.
Yes, I was just gonna say, a lot of times we could get so caught up and we miss our assignments is because our hearts are so big.
Mm.
And we get it misconstrued when I just care. But at the same time, because we care, that's just who we are. But there's also a line drawn between the spirit assignment and the natural assignment. So a lot of times we overdo it because of our emotions, because we care so much. And that's what the confusion can kind of come in. And people play on that because your heart is so big. I'm going to use you because your heart's so big, you know? Yes. So, Sadie Wilson, boundaries. So that's where we got to know and discern what is spiritual and what is natural.
Yes. Now that's right, sweetie. Now that is awesome. That is awesome because our hearts are too big. That's it. Because of our hearts. Because of how loyal we are, because of how affectionate, because of how empathetic we are, how sympathetic we are, that can cause us to be blind to the red flags. It can cause us to overlook the red flags because we're just trying to help. We just want to be a help. But every time I do something for this person, every time I'm connected to this individual, I always end up regretting the fact that I reached out to help this individual. That's right, Sister Michaela, which can also be toxic. That's deep. Come on, somebody else. This is good to me. Sister Heather, you got something? This is good to me.
I don't really have anything. I was going back to Mika's question when she was asking about how would you know. And I think a lot of times when it comes to red flags and relationships, sometimes we do know, but we hit that mute button or we put on certain blinders to look over the red flags to continue the situation, the relationship, whatever type of relationship, we look over that. And we'll continue it. And we feel God pulling, telling you not to go that way. We feel God pulling, telling you to cut it off. We feel the pull of God. And a lot of times, and I'm talking about me, sometimes what I have done is I ask after I muted the red flags. Because most time, if you go ahead and ask God, he'll go ahead and give you the answer. But we don't want the answer. We want the answer that we want. So we look over what God is telling us and we keep going in our own permissive will.
Ooh,
So that's how we get out of the will of God, because we're living off our permissive will, and that's causing more destruction, more chaos than anything we could ever deal with in relationships, and that's any type of relationship.
Sister Heather, did you just say we choose to mute the red flags? We literally have position ourselves or condition ourselves to block them out in our mind. We've conditioned ourselves to see past all of the toxic signs, the toxic traits. Because I want to be accepted, because I want to be loved, because I want to feel valued. Let's talk about this. This will close. Oh my God, it's 7:50. This will close us out. Let's talk about this. I refuse to see the red flags. I refuse to see the toxic signs. I refuse to see everything, although they're right here in my face. I refuse to see them because I just want to be loved. I just want to be called beautiful. I just want to be cared about. I just want to be seen. I just want to be acknowledged. And sometimes because of that spirit of rejection and that spirit of abandonment, it will cause us to open up and to accept. Watch what I'm going to say. It'll cause us to open up and accept anything that we feel safe with. I can hear Sister Nisha say, and grab her notebook and start writing. It'll allow us to open up and be vulnerable with anything that we feel safe with, because it's easy for me to feel safe when I've never had refuge. So Bojo can come and pick me up in this truck that don't really work good, and I'll go somewhere with him and feel safe, because being with Bojo is better than being on the side of the road. So I'll take it because he brought me in. He sheltered me. He sheltered me. And because I'm sheltered, I'm safe. Whatever I can do to get away from the rain, to get away from the heat, to get away from the snow or whatever I can do, I'll take it. So if you desire to be my shelter, I'll take you, because nobody else would. Nobody else would accept me. Nobody else would take me. So yes, I would rather come in, block out all the red flags that I see, as Sister Heather said, and accept this, because this is where I feel safe. I'm going to read these comments, and then I'm going to throw the mic to Sister Sakima. Sister Mia said, just want to fit in where you don't need to be. Now, that's good, Sister Mia. Now, Sister Mia, now if you ain't ever said nothing else, Sister Mia, now Sister Mia, now that's good, Sister Mia. Sister Elder Gale says, we will accept the lies as true. That's a whole other subject within itself. Whoa, that's good. Sister Landy says, and then because we accept them, we end up hurt and disappointed when the flags were slapping us in the face. Oh my God. This is so good. Sister Heather says, that's it. When you don't know, when you don't know your value or your worth. Oh my God. Sister Kima, come on with it.
Pastor Zach, Brother Bojo, or whoever you call him, ain't worth a hill of beans. Brother Hyde, you said ain't worth a hill of beans. But I was thinking about, do you even love yourself? Because the word of God says, love thy neighbor as thou love thyself.
Yes.
So you're giving out so much love, loving somebody else when it's harming and hurting you.
Yes.
So back to that root of abandonment and rejection. Do you even love yourself? Do you even care about yourself?
Come on.
Or will you just put yourself out there to accept anything? Because at this point, if I'm accepting Bojo and Bojo ain't doing nothing, I ain't loving me. I don't care about me.
So good.
Because at some point, I got to care about my own self. Ooh. And when you care about your own self, there's limits to what you will accept.
Whoa. You can't just drop that bomb. When you care about your own self, I gotta write this down. When you care about your own self, there are limits to what you will accept. I gotta write that down. That is so good. All right, continue. You're done.
I was done, Pastor.
Y'all are dropping bombs on here tonight. Yo, this is so good. When you care about your own self, there are limits to what you will accept. It goes back to, it was probably Dr. Wilson that said, setting those boundaries. Wow. Setting those boundaries. Y'all, we all taught Revive You tonight. Which I'm grateful, because now I got a message for Sunday. So I can say my word. Sister Zanaya says, sometimes that rejection leads to self-hatred. Zanaya, take your mic off and expound on that song. Expound on that song.
Sometimes that rejection or that abandonment leads to self-hatred. So it's easy to just, you know, let anything happen to you because you don't love yourself.
Yes.
And so it's easy to go to Bojo, whoever y'all talking about. It's easy to go to that person because it's just like, and a lot of times it's not necessarily feeling safe. Sometimes that person is unsafe, but you know,
yeah.
Some people will go to that person for comfort. And so, yeah.
Wow. That's good. That's good, sisters and I. That's good. That's good. I love it. Y'all, I absolutely love what we have done tonight. I love what we have done tonight. I love the engagement. I love how open everyone has been. This has been amazing. We have learned about relationships. There's one last thing that I want to talk about. We have a few more minutes left. Someone mentioned decoys earlier, but I can't remember who it was. But someone mentioned decoys. The enemy sends decoys or distraction or temptation. The enemy sends this. Sister Lisa, thank you, Dr. Wilson. Sister Lisa mentioned that the enemy will send decoys. And we, because of, going back to Pastor Alexis, because of our heart, we will accept the decoy and we will either turn that decoy into an assignment where we're wasting time or into a relationship where we're literally pouring love into a dirty vessel that doesn't appreciate it. It's a decoy. Decoys never have your best interest at heart. At the end of the day, decoys are designed to drain you. Decoys drain. Decoys drain you. Decoys drain you. If you're wondering why you feel drained, if you're wondering why you don't have enough strength to put out after handling this person or handling that person, it's because you're connected to a decoy. Have you had the experience where you have been pouring and pouring and pouring into the same person for months, or I don't want to say months, for weeks at a time? And it seems like every time you turn around, that person is coming back with the same issue, with the same problem. And you're like, I just told you how to fight it last week now. I just gave you the remedy. I just gave you the solution last week now. But we continue to pour, continue to pour, continue to pour. But we're gaining nothing. That person is gaining nothing. It's almost as if I'm pouring into a cup that has no bottom. A decoy is a cup with no bottom. It will never be filled. It will always be empty. That's why it's designed to drain you. I want you to pour everything in here. I ain't going to soak none of it up. And it's all going to go in one ear and out the other. It's going to go in from the top to the bottom. There's going to be nothing here that helps me hold in what you're telling me. because all I'm sent to do is waste your time from your purpose, from your assignment, okay? So decoys are, the enemy sends decoys to drain us. The enemy sends decoys to expose our weaknesses. Come on, Samson and Delilah. He'll send decoys to even expose what causes us to lose our strength. And we'll do like Samson, and we will entertain the decoy. We will entertain the decoy because the decoy accepts me because I just want a wife. I'm just tired of being lonely. I just want to thank you for being a friend. I just want a friend. Come on now. So I would rather connect to the decoy, although that person is sent to drain me, but because that decoy is designed to give me all the attention I need, all the attention I want, I'm going to continue to entertain the decoy. After entertaining the decoy then has access to my weaknesses because I've exposed them. I'm getting into a little bit about what we're going to talk about on Sunday, but safety, because I feel safe, it opens me up to vulnerability. Vulnerability exposes my weaknesses. Now that snake, Brother Brandon, can come in and play on my weaknesses. This is how these temptations are formed. This is how these temptations, these tests can come in and play on our minds, because we've allowed the enemy to come in and we took our clothes off so the enemy can see everything up under the layers. We exposed ourselves to the enemy so that he could use what he sees, or so that he can use what we expose to him as a weapon. He uses our weaknesses as weapons. This is why we can't win. This is why we can't win. Because he's using the weapon that I gave him. He knows that my weakness is kryptonite, so he uses kryptonite to hinder me. Okay? This is so good. I'm talking too much. Y'all supposed to be talking. All right. Anybody else got something? Anybody else got something? While you're thinking, I want to ask a question. We were talking about standing out earlier. Sometimes we get tired of standing out and being that light. But there are benefits to saying, hey, that's right, Sister Lisa. But there are benefits to saying, hey, I would rather be that light than be a representation of darkness, because of my ability to expose Jesus to others. Because of my ability to expose Jesus to others. There is a possibility, there is a way. We just talked about the red flags tonight because that's a series that we're in. But there is a such thing as being connected to an assignment, and that assignment remaining your assignment without getting without getting any mixed signals. There is a particular place where you can be in God where the snake does not have to come in and poison the whole group because of our discernment. I can't remember who said that. I think that may have been Sister Lisa. But because of our discernment. So there is a possibility. There is a way. Glory to God, for us to have pure relationships. But because you're in red flags, we're going to point out all the negative stuff. That's what I want to point out. Because frankly, that's what the church is giving into. We give it into all the negative stuff. All the negative stuff. We know that there's a possibility of having great relationships, but for some reason, we'd love to draw in to the stuff that mean us no good. And so we're going to continue in this relationship series. One more person, say something to me. one more person say something to me. While you're thinking, Amber, where you at, girl?
Oh, I'm here.
Hey, girl. So this is what I want to ask you, Amber. I want you to answer this for me, okay? And then we're going to look at Denali's comment. But I want you to answer this for me, Amber. Since you have been saved, what is a benefit of you being connected to Jesus versus being connected to darkness? Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Okay, answer for me then.
A benefit. Okay, so me being connected to Jesus, mm-hmm. is like, it helped me a lot. Okay. Like, when I was in my dark place, I was just like, I wouldn't express to how I felt to nobody. Mm-hmm. And I would just keep it to myself. But now that I've connected to Jesus, it's like, oh, I actually got people that care.
Yes.
He helped a lot.
Yes.
He answered the prayers.
Watch it, Amber. Watch it, Amber. Amber, you done?
I guess.
Oh, that's so good. That is so good. It pays to be connected to the right relationship, to the right person, to the right people. Because of Amber's connection to God, she's received a whole other level of clarity. Oh, wow, there are actually people for me. Way more people for me than are against me. There are people that understand me. This is so good. I'm going to read Denali's comment, and then I'm going to go to Sister Brandy. Denali says, sometimes we accept decoys that we think we deserve because we feel as, oh God. All right. Sometimes we accept decoys that we think we deserve because we feel as if we're better off there rather than where God actually wants us to be, which just leaves us drained. Oh my God. We accept the decoy because we think that that's what we deserve. Wow. Which goes back to what Sister Heather was saying about knowing our value in our worth. Denali, that is so good. I'm setting up some hearts for that. That is so good. All right. I'm passing the mic to you, Sister Brandy. Sister Brandy, was it an accident? Did you want to say something?
Yes, sir. It was an accident.
Okay. That's all right. Yes, this is so good. This is so good. Miana, you on with us?
Yes.
How you doing, girl?
Good.
Good. Are you blessed and highly favored by the Lord?
Yes.
I want you to answer the same question that I asked Amber. What has been a benefit of being connected to Jesus?
A benefit that has been
What has been a benefit of being connected to Jesus? Like, what's one good thing about being connected to Jesus for you?
One good thing about being connected to Jesus for me is that.
All right, make sure y'all mute y'all's phone while other people are talking. Thank you.
Is that he provides.
Yeah. Peace,
he provides hope and strength and stuff. And yeah.
Awesome. He provides hope and strength for you. Thank you, Father. That's amazing. That's good. That's good. Thank you so much, Miana. Thank you so much. Y'all, tonight has been absolutely off the chain. Like, that has been awesome. Okay. All right. Anybody else got anything they would like to share? Anybody else got anything they would like to share? Pastor Alexis, you good over there, sweetie?
Yes, I'm good. This has been great. I've really, really enjoyed everything.
Yes, amazing, amazing. Awesome, awesome. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Amen. All right, so this is what I want y'all to do. I want you to put in the comment section on a scale of 1 to 5 how you feel right now after this discussion that we've had tonight. I love discussions. How do you feel? Yes, 5, 5, 5. Yes, it's Radisha, 4. Yes, yes, 5 for the Wilsons. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Sister Nicoya, if you're comfortable enough, you don't have to, but if you are comfortable enough, would you take your phone off mute and express to us, you know, maybe how tonight has helped you?
I got so much on my mind and in my brain. I was literally today at work. I just could not. I couldn't focus. I couldn't gather myself. I couldn't. And I'm in a friendship, and things have happened. But today I looked in the mirror, and it's like everything that everybody has said is like God gave it to me earlier today. It was like, you are conforming to their world.
Whoa.
Instead of allowing them to conform to your world.
Whoa.
Because you want to be accepted. You want the love that you give, the love that I give. I want it to be accepted. I want it to be appreciated. But I've been stabbed in my back. And I honestly don't know how to come up out of it. So being on here tonight, just the confirmation and to let me know that God has not forgotten about me and that he really does care about me and how I feel.
Yeah.
And just getting back to that place of knowing who I am and doing what I love to do and not worrying about who accepts it, who likes it, because in all honesty, that doesn't matter because it doesn't help me trying to please other people or doing things I know I'm not supposed to be doing. But y'all, it is hard. It's hard once you do step. You step into that dark place and you get comfortable. It is hard sometimes finding that light again. But I thank God that I got on the call.
Woo!
So that I know for a fact and without a shadow of a doubt that there is light at the end of this dark tunnel. And I'm going to be okay.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. There is so much love that is going up for you, Sequoia. Even in this moment, moments like this are needed. And just as you said, yes, you are going to be okay. as long as you stay connected to Revive Church, this is your community. Sequoia, this is your lifeline. And as long as you stay connected to your lifeline, we're going to continue to pump life into you. I don't care where you went, what you did, who you done it with, how you did it. We are going to love you. Like, I'm telling you, you all have never experienced this level of unconditional love. We're going to love you out of the place that you're in. We're not going to, that's not who the Tysons are. That's not who Revive Church is. We're not people who will literally continue to pound you while you low. We're not individuals that's gonna say, well, you should have did this and you should have did that. But rather, we're gonna give you, show you the way and open the door for your way of escape so that you can be free. Because when you're low like that, you don't wanna hear all that other stuff. But Sequoia, I want you to know that we love you. And you're not in the dark tunnel by yourself. We're right there with you, and we are pushing you. That's why you have not been able to stop in the tunnel, because your family, your community has been right behind you, and we've been pushing you. We've been pushing you. And sooner, much, much, much sooner, rather than later, you will see the light. We have all been in that space, and some of us are in that space now where the tunnel is real dark right now. Now, God, you said now it was going to be a light, but I don't see that light yet. But it's coming. It's coming. Stay connected. I'm so glad. We're so glad. As you can see, we're so glad that you are on this call tonight, because we need you, Sequoia, just as much as you need us. We need you just as much as you need us. And we love you dearly. We really do. We really do. Anyone else got anything? This is so good. This is so good. Wow. 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 So good. Amen. Well, if you have nothing else, I want everyone to put in the comment. Okay, go ahead, Brother Arcane.
Well, I'm just going to get on here and encourage Sequoia and tell you, you might be in the dark place, but when you come out that dark place, whatever happened in the dark place, that's where you leave it.
Yeah.
Don't bring nothing that you're going through into this light that you're getting ready to go into. And you are covered. You are loved by me. I know the church, and don't ever get to a point where you think you don't got the support and you don't feel love. When you get in that place, give me a call. I want to let that's your brother. I want to let you know I love you. I'm here to encourage you. And if anything that we can do to help you get a clear space, clear minds, some time, you let us know. I'm just here to encourage you right now.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. This is community. Anyone else? This is community. This is community. I love this. I love this. As I was going to say, I want everyone to put in the comment section, we are community. We are community. We are community. Yes. Community is what we do. Before we church, before we do anything else, we are a community first. We are, hallelujah, yes, Lord. We are a community. We are a community first. A community first. A community first. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We love y'all so much. Today has been amazing. We never want to, God bless you, Brother Roderick. We never want to enter into a space where God is without offering him a seed. So we're going to put the giving information in the comment section, and all that can, even if it's a sacrifice, I need you to sow. I need you to sow tonight. 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 So we're going to put the information in the comment section. Thank you, Dr. Wilson. I want you to text give to 866-863-8104. And I want you to give tonight. I don't care if it's $5, but I need you to give. We never want to come into a space where we don't give. If all you have is cash, set aside that cash and don't touch it until you get to church on Sunday so that you can sow it for your Wednesday night offering and then sow something else for your Sunday. All right, but I need everyone to sow it. And once you have sown, I want you to put in the comment section, done. And then we're going to pray. And then we're going to pray. I know it's not going to take all night because our people over here love to give. We are sowers. We are sowers. Yes, thank you, Dr. Wilson. Thank you, Father. Wow. Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes, yes. Wow, I saw that. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Sister Aaliyah. Thank you, Sister Anisha. Thank you, Brother Rakeem. Thank you, Sister Paulette. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Wow. Sister Sequoia, I saw something and then someone else texted my phone and said the same thing. But of course, you know that we, amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Dr. Wilson. Of course, before we came, we didn't know you. But as you were talking and you were talking about the dark place that you were in, thank you, Sister Brandy. You were talking about the dark place that you were in. I saw you moving, like just moving or whatever. And then Coach Stacy, she texted my phone and she said, somehow, Sister Sequoia needs to get back to dancing. I didn't know you danced, but but Sister Sequoia, dancing will be your escape. I know it might sound weird. Okay, Brother George with me. Okay, I see some hearts, so I ain't off. Praise the Lord. Sister Stacy, we ain't off. Amen. But I thank you, Sister Landon, Sister Brandy. But yes. Wow, Sister Miana saying you used to dance so good. Very anointed vessel. So Sister Sequoia, I don't know what that looks like for you. But I need you, Sister Sequoia, take your phone off mute right quick.
Yes, sir.
I don't know how convenient it would be for you. But will you, I don't care if it's just one time. Because I believe that one time will stir up a hunger. But will you please connect with Sister Stacy and see how we can make this possible? Would that be okay?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Even if you don't want to do it, just do it one time.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you. All right. So that's what we're going to do. So Sister Stacy, if you would connect with her and we'll do what we need to do, because I want the will of God to be done for Sister Sequoia's life or in her life. Sister Charmaine said she told me that one day. She said she has to get on the floor with Jaleah. See? Come on. Oh, my gosh. Yes. 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 Mighty God, Sister Brenda says she agrees. God bless you, Sister Bridget. Thank you for sowing. God bless you, Sister Miana. Thank you for sowing. Thank you, Father. We believe in sowing over here. I don't care how much it is, as long as you got a seed in the ground. Thank you, Elder Gail. We thank God for this. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Michaela. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Stacy. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Brother George. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. All right. So before we get off, we're going to give you some announcements. Don't forget, this Saturday, I have the pleasure of going over to teach with Dr. Wilson, with Dr. Wilson's sorority. Glory to God. They're in Tifton, Georgia. The flyer, the graphic is in the chat floating around somewhere. Dr. Wilson will put it back in there for us. We'll be there teaching on mental health, dealing with mental health, mixing it in with the church, talking about suicide and some other different things. But it's a conversation that needs to be had. It's one that the church typically runs away from. Or I won't say the church runs away from it. It's just that we don't know how to address it without making it overly spiritual. But God does give us wisdom, and he gives us education so that we can have spiritual tactics as well as tactics or systems, world systems that we can use to bring freedom to our people. Because I'm a Christian, and I believe in counseling as well. Amen. But with that being said, I'm going to ask Brother Rakim to pray us out. Does anyone have anything else? Does anyone have anything else? Yes, go ahead, Sister Bridget. I wanted to hear your voice tonight.
I just wanted to say, I was sitting here in my car. I got off work, but I just heard God say that we have just exited the season of shoulda, woulda, coulda.
Come on!
And we have entered into the season of being. So, Sister Victoria, stop worrying about the shoulda, woulda, coulda, and just step into your being place, because God is there with you.
Hallelujah! Yes! Welcome to your place of being. Welcome to your place of being. Put in the comment section, I receive. I receive. I receive. Put in the comment section, I receive. Yes. We are going from the place of the shoulda, coulda, wouldas. Come on now. And we have entered into the place of being. Just be right here where you are. Glory to God. I receive that word. Thank you for that, Sister Bridget. See, don't take all that extra stuff. All you got to do is release the word. That's what he said. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're in that place. Glory to God. Yes, Sister Paulette. Yes, I receive. That's right, Denali. I receive. I receive. Amen. All right. So don't forget, June 8th. Hopefully, prayerfully, we'll see some of y'all there. If you go and put in the comment section, I'm going to Tifton. If you go be in Tifton, I want to see who's coming with their pastor. Their pastors to Tifton. Praise God, Brother George, Pastor Alexis, Sister Yolanda. Sister Stacy says, I'm planning. Sister Aaliyah says, I'm going. Sister Kima says, I'm going. Yes. Come on. Dr. Wilson says, we're going. Brother Lorenzo's going. Sister Renisha is going to try. Amen. We pray God makes provision and makes a way for you to be there. We love you when you come. But thank you all so much. We need you guys, as many as can and will. We understand, Sister Lenny. Thank you. As many as can and will. Be there to support us on June 8th. And I know I'm forgetting some other stuff, but Dr. Wilson is going to put that stuff in the comments in the chat of our Facebook page as well. We have a very busy month this month, but I want you guys to come hang out with us and see what the Lord is going to say. Amen? Amen. Praise God. We love y'all. Pastor Lex, did you have anything else, sweetie?
I love y'all so much. And again, I enjoyed everything. And we'll hope to see you guys Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. Thank you, Elder Gail. We understand. All right, we're going to allow Brother Rakim to pray us out, and then we will dismiss.
Lord, I just thank you right now. I thank you right now, Lord God, for life, health, and strength, God. I thank you for this community, Lord God, especially. I thank God. Thank you just for being you. As you right now, Lord God, as we depart from amongst each other, you put a hedge of protection around us. Let all minds and hearts be clear, and let us stand in your will. We ask these things right now in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. We love you all so much, Revive Community, and we look forward to seeing you all on Saturday and Sunday. Amen. Have a wonderful night.